Grace and peace to each of you in knowledge of God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me open with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for all you have done, will do, and continue to do. And we thank you for the opportunity, for the privilege to praise your holy name. Bless our times in the scriptures that they might be fruitful, Lord, and that we might produce good works for you. It's this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Once again, grace and peace to each of you in knowledge of God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to quickly go ahead and get into the Word of God here. So meet me in 1 John chapter number 1. 1 John chapter number 1. So not the gospel according to John. We're going to look at the gospel according to John, but I want you to go to the first epistle, 1 John chapter number 1. And while you're finding 1 John chapter number 1, some of the ladies, some of the women from the church, you took the time to get me a card and sign your name to it. And I just want to say thank you. I truly appreciate it. I'm not going to call names out. I wouldn't do that. You know who you are, and I know who you are. And those small gestures mean the world to me. So thank you so much. I am greatly appreciative. 1 John chapter number 1. 1 John chapter number 1, and I want to begin reading with verse number 7. 1 John chapter number 1. Verse 7, the New King James Version reads this way. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Amen, amen. God's word for God's people. For just a few moments, I want to speak from the subject, walking in the light. Walking in the light. Father, once again, open our minds, open our hearts that we might see wondrous things in your word and that it might be fruitful. And the word of God will do in us what it can do, only what it can do, through the power of the Holy Spirit in our entirety, spirit, soul, and body. It's this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Walking in the light. Walking in the light is all about fellowship with God. It is about being one kindred spirit with God. And so the goal of every Christian, the desire of every Christian should be to walk in the light, because again, walking in the light is all about fellowship with God, being one kindred spirit with God. And so since every Christian should be striving to walk in the light, and I certainly know that every Christian at St. Mark Missionary Baptist Church wants to walk in the light. Let me just give you a few things that I've pulled straight from this passage that will help us to walk in the light, hopefully a little bit better moving forward than we did in the past. So, 5 things I want to point out, and they all come from this text. So if we're going to walk in the light, there are some things we need to do. The first thing we need to do is give an honest account. Give an honest account. In other words, don't deceive yourself. Go look at verse number 8 there in 1 John. 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If you jump down to verse 10, it says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. Talking about God, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. We must give an honest account. Don't deceive yourself. Don't walk around and don't act as if you are holier than thou. You are not holier than thou. I certainly am not holier than thou. If we are going to walk in the light, we must give an honest account so as not to deceive ourselves, because we're certainly not going to deceive God. He already knows. So we might as well go ahead and confess our sins, because it's not as if he doesn't know them already. And so that moves me straight to number two. And I just said it. Number two, confess your sins. It is important that if we are going to walk in the light, we must confess our sins. We already said in verse number 10 that if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I personally believe that we sin every day. Sometimes we sin willingly and knowingly, and then at other times, we don't even know that we've sinned. So this begs a question, Pastor, what if I don't know I've sinned? How do I confess those sins? How do I confess sins that I don't even know I have committed? That is a great question. I'm glad that you asked it. This is what I say. We have to apply spiritual humility. It's in the book of Luke. Don't ask me what chapter. I want to say chapter 16, but don't quote me on that at all. But I believe the account is in Luke where you had two people who committed sin. One who knowingly committed sin, the other unknowingly. The one who knowingly committed sin got many stripes. The one who unknowingly committed sin got few stripes. But the key there is that they both got stripes. The one who didn't know that they sinned didn't get out scot-free, they still got stripes. So it's important to confess the sins that we don't even know that we've committed. And like I say, this just takes spiritual humility and just simply pray, Lord, forgive me for all the sins that I have committed, those sins that I've known, that I know about and have committed. And Lord, please forgive me for the sins that I did not know, Lord. And frankly, it might be a good move. I think it would be wise to say, Lord, convict me of the sins. Convict me of the sins that I don't know about so that I won't do them again. So, you know, we become aware that it is a sin and hopefully change our ways to the glory of God. And so confess our sins. So the second point is confess our sins or confess your sins. Third point, God forgives confessed sins. God forgives confessed sins. Go back to verse number 9 in our subject passage. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Simply put, God forgives confessed sins. Why wouldn't we want to take our sins to the Father if we know he's going to forgive them? There's no good reason that we could come up with, no good reason as not to confess our sins. If we're going to walk in the light, part of walking in the light and practicing walking in the light on a daily basis requires us to confess our sins. And the good thing about it is when we confess our sins, we have God's word here that when we confess our sins, God forgives our confessed sins. So simply put, the reason you want to confess your sins is because God forgives confessed sins. That brings me to my fourth thing. And actually, it's a question. Why does God forgive sin? And that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. Why does God forgive sin? It's a twofold answer. One, I would say, is because he is a good and gracious God. Praise God, hallelujah, that he is good and gracious. But the other is right here in this passage. And once again, I would direct you to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins. So God forgives sins not only because he is good and gracious, but because he is faithful and just, or faithful and righteous. No one can force God to do anything. Psalm 115 verse 3 says, our God sits in the heavens and does what he pleases. So no one can force God to forgive us. So the only reason that God forgives our sins is because he is faithful and just. And that moves me to fifth and finally. If we're going to walk in the Spirit, which should be the goal of every Christian, if we're going to walk in the Spirit, or walk, if we're going to walk in the light, rather, if we're going to walk in the light, we must be led by the Spirit. If we are going to walk in the light, we must be led by the Spirit. If we are going to walk in the light, we must be led by the Spirit. If we are going to walk in the light, we must be led by the Spirit. Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5, verse 16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we are going to walk in the light, we must be led by the Spirit. And so this simply means doing the things that God will have us to do, and not necessarily the things that we want to do. And by the way, if we are looking for light, God is the only source of light. God is the only source of light. Psalm 36 verse 9 says, in the Christian Standard Bible, for the wellspring of life is with you. By means of your light, we see light. The only way we can see light is to look to our God. That's the only way that we can see light. John touches on this as well. We're in 1 John today, but in his gospel, the gospel according to John, 1 John chapter 1, beginning at verse 6, or it's the gospel according to John, rather. The gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 6 says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. In other words, what John is saying is that John is writing about John the Baptist, that John the Baptist came to bear a witness of the light, that he himself was not the light, but rather, in fact, the Lord Jesus was the light. He's the light of all men, all human beings who come into the world. So if we are looking for light, rather than looking to your left or looking to your right or looking to some other human being, look to the author and finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the light of all men, the light of all human beings. So if we are going to walk in the light, we must be led by the Spirit. And I gave you the caveat. If you're looking for the light is God himself. The light is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the light that gives. He is the light of every man, woman, boy, and girl. And so as I hasten to a close, we're talking about walking in the light. It should not be a mystery that the Lord Jesus Christ did not give his life on the cross that we might be unfruitful, but rather He gave his life on the cross, not only that we might have eternal life, but he gave his life on the cross that we might do good works for him. And so I encourage you to continue to strive to walk in the light. I know that it's a challenge. Perhaps you are more spiritual than I am. It is a challenge for me to walk in the light. I struggle with the same things that everybody else struggles with. And so it is my prayer that you will pray for me, that I walk in the light, and I will pray for you that you walk in the light, and together we'll walk in the light, and hopefully we'll do good things for the Lord Jesus Christ, for his glory, for his good, and if we're telling the truth, for our good too. Amen and amen. Let me close with a prayer. Father, thank you for this opportunity to be in the Word. May the Word of God do in us what only it can do, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we love you. We give you all the honor and praise. If there's someone listening who doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, prayerfully, Lord, they don't sign off the airways the same way they came, Lord, but that they might receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, because we know, Lord, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you for this opportunity. It's this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.